imizuzu ithi mayibe amashumi amabili nomuvo olushele lesithupha ihora sibuyile mlaleli ekhaya lapho ohlelweni lezindaba live at 6 emsakazweni i-TUT FM. Alright, siyaqhubeka nohlelo Magema njengoba-ke simthembise umlaleli ngaphambi kokuba siye emakethe ukuba-ke sobheka futhi nezindaba ey'thintanisana-ke nazi zibhedu lezi zokuyitapela luthi ngezenzakele jikelele kuleli ikakhulukazi esifundazweni kwazulu natal nalapho esifundazweni i-Gauteng. Asibadonsi abaseduze khona lapha emamelodi Magema.
Indeed, it's your ultimate style 96.2 kusengiyo i-live at 6. Right about now we have our interview with Mums FM. What you know is that Mums FM is one of the radio stations that were affected by the looting in Mamelodi. So, but fortunately enough, they are back on air today. So we're going to have more chats about this issue. We're talking about the managing operator, Oprah Sipho Motau. Oprah Sipho, good evening and welcome to the show, sir.
Good evening and thanks for giving me this platform to share our story with the people of Mamelodi and Tswana as a whole.
Thank you so much. Now let's start with your view about what happens to Mam FM. How did this incident affect Mam FM and its listeners?
Sorry, I didn't get that one clear.
Oh, I mean the incident that happens to Mam FM. How did this incident affected Mam FM as well as your listeners?
The incident has affected Mam's radio in a very bad way, in a sense that it has taken us back, considering the legacy, which they've looked at studios and vandalized equipment between 1 million and 1.5. If you can come to think about it, Mums Radio, we are celebrating 10 years. For about 7 years, we were having a small studio. Now, MTA just recently donated us this good, beautiful studio that has been looted and vandalized, of which it's really, really sad. Looking at, we just have 3 years with the studios. We've been suffering for 7 years, and now we just enjoyed radio for 3 years, and this happens. It is just something else. Honestly, this happens at a time whereby as a station, we are rebranding ourselves, at a time whereby as a station, we are championing youth empowerment, and we also had a program that has to do with sanitary towels and drive that, you know, it included also the food parcels whereby we're feeding even the community. Hence, even today, the community is coming forward to say, can you please tell us who are the people who did this, or the police, let them talk so that we can confront them. But as law-abiding citizens and media personalities, we said, let the law take its course. Let them take their time with investigation and everything. But eventually, whoever that did the looting at the station, they should be arrested.
Now, Prasipo, it says here, Jacaranda FM and also Tax FM are one of the two radio stations which are assisting you. What role are they playing in Mums FM, those two radio stations?
Okay. It all started with a gentleman from Tax FM called Michael Bauer. He's been in the industry, he's been to Jacaranda, he's been in Tax, he's been around as far as radio is concerned. So now, Michael Bauer called in to say, it's about Fetus, really, now what has happened to Nina, as in Mums Radio. Then he started linking us with the likes of Jacaranda, coming from Tax. That's when we started, you know, talking with Boston Media House. And credit to Boston Media House for housing us, because they've allowed us to be there, and Jacaranda gave us an OP van. And all of this connection, it comes through Tax FM, which even right now they've connected a lot of gadgets for us that gives us an advantage.
Yes.
Mutau, ngiyazi mphathi ukuthi kwamanje sisabheke ikakhulukazi umsakazo iMums FM. Ngifuna sike sithi ukuchela kancane kuMums FM, sizobuya njengoba siqhubeka nayo i-interview. Ngifuna sike sibheke umphakathi waseMamelodi usuwonke uphelele, ngoba njengomsakazo oyi-community radio station kuzovela ukuthi vele niyiphimbo lomphakathi, nizindlebe zomphakathi, ningumlomo futhi womphakathi. Ngifuna sibheke ukuthi umonakalo iMamelodi iyonke as a whole ube ngakanani, uma ungakwazi ukusinikeza isithombe Muda.
Umonakalo obekhona la umkhulu kakhulu, because if you look at it, I will speak for Mums Radio being in Mums Mall.
Yes.
The mall was looted badly, in a sense that I wouldn't honestly speak right now. Angiboni nokuthi bazawubuya unless if insurance can be able to kubasiza. But as far as Lomonakalo wenzakele, remember, they were not just only looting, they were also vandalizing, they were also begging. It's not only Mums Mall, but Bashayina omunye umall lephezulu ngaseDon Lane, even though bona abayenzanga umonakalo ongako, but with Mums Mall, that's where bafike khona bazitaphela, that's where bafike khona batshontsha bamosha. Lomonakalo I'll be honest with you, it's worth billions. It's worth billions, beyond the billions. Come to think about it, abasebenza in most of this shop. Abaningi babo bazolahlekelwa umsebenzi. Kunezinye iy'tolo angeke zisavulwa. Khona manje sikhuluma umall ovule i-shop right kuphela, other shops are not functioning. Like fana nakuthanga, somebody bekafuna ukuthenga i-medication. Unfortunately, ama-pharmacies have been looted. There is no pharmacy that is open. If you want to buy medication in Bamelodi, fanele manje uphume ngelokishi uyele kuma the nearby mall. Of which it's so unfair for abogogo, for abantu abadala. As a young person that is driving, I can only go and come back, but how about the person who relies on this medication and who is in the way takes IC? Unfortunately, we have to be honest about it. And most of the lives of our private taxis, they cause a very, so much inconvenience in a sense that how to pay in a bonamanjo. There is tension among people in Okshin because there are those who are saying they have cost and they have moshel, and there are those over the knees, they are saying, I can't say this and other things. But come to think about it, if a person says no slappy, I don't think Uchubu has to do the TV sets, broadcast equipment and transmitters got nothing to do with that. As you said, the damage, my brother, it will take some months and years to recover for some of the companies. Like ourselves, to tell example, as Mums Radio, it will take us more than 3, 6, maybe a year to bounce back. So, as far as the damage is concerned, I should say, Bamushini, they're cool.
Ngiyazwakala mntawo, ngifuna sike sibheke ngasohlangothini oluthinta njengoba usho ukuthi kungathatha izigidigidi zamarandi uma ngabe sibhekile i-damage umonakalo. Mutawo ngifuna sike sibheke ngasohlangothini oluthinta ukuthi asibuyele khona lapha emsakazweni. Kuzokhumbuleka ukuthi umsakazo, njengoba ngishilo ngaphambilini, ukuthi indlebe futhi umlomo womphakathi. Ngifuna sike sibheke i-role, indima laphana-ke yawo ama-broadcaster. Izindaba lezi ey'thinta iluthini kulezi nsuku bezisakazwa kakhulu, ikakhulukazi laphana-ke umsakazeli welizwe engengiwubize ngegama njengoba nathi futhi siwumsakazi. Kanti-ke kubonakele ukuthi mhlawumbe izindaba ey'thintanisana kakhulu naye iMamelodi, mlalele ekhaya mhlawumbe-ke ohlala hlezi nomabonakude, angaveza ukuthi bezingaveli ngaleyo ndlela kakhulukazi. Bekuvezwa kakhulu ezinye iy'fundazwe, ikakhulukazi iKwaZulu Natali. Lapho eGauteng bekuvezwa kakhulu izindawo ey'fana nabo-Alexandra Soweto. Kanti-ke iMamelodi ibingekho esithombeni ngaleyo ndlela. Mhlawumbe ngifuna sike sibheke indlela umsakazeli womphakathi enze ngayo umsebenzi wayo. Mhlawumbe-ke azange siyithole ngaleyo ndlela mhlawumbe-ke izindaba ey'thinta iMamelodi, kodwa siyeza ukuthi umonakalo mkhulu kakhulu, nemali ezodingeka laphana-ke kulungisa umonakalo.
Yes, to be quite honest with you, unfortunately, Emmanuel did not get that much media attention. As they are full one old school with point 30, being say, so I'm a journalist, the young Landela. Being say, Alex, I'm a journalist, the young Landela. Lani Mamelodi, there is no journalist at all covering me. Among my beggar, before the looting and the vandalism of the station, there's been this bad culture with amateurists get robbed, babatatela my equipment and everything. It has happened, I think, twice here in Mamelodi. So sometimes you can't blame journalists not to come and cover our stories. I know when we started in early years, as far as media is concerned, when the public broadcaster was still here in Silverton, we went back. Mamelodi people were the ones who are always on TV. They were getting past. So what is happening to other townships right now due to their location, geographical location being next to the public broadcaster? If my page is a benefit of which Nazi we did enjoy some years back when the public broadcaster was in Beijing. So I think that basically that somehow changed. If you can simply say with my wife, they only focus on one station. They only focus on certain areas and not cover holistically the whole story. And with Mamelodi, I wouldn't blame the journalists that much. But after all, in the media, we still have the collective responsibility to share such stories. Because, believe me, my brother, if today they loot Mums Radio, we don't talk about it, we don't condemn it strongly to the fullest, partner with the law enforcement agents. And even some of the big corporate or commercial radio stations that can help with resources the culprits can be arrested and dealt with. Tomorrow they're going to break in the commercial radio station. Tomorrow they're going to be breaking in the newspaper. Tomorrow the media is going to be mute. This is just the beginning. And if we turn a blind eye, definitely, I'm telling you, criminals will take over. And before we knew it, we wouldn't have a voice and wouldn't be the mouthpiece. But I'm happy with us, yes, Mamelodi, the people still believe in us and they have confidence. And they're always saying, we are back. This morning we're broadcasting. We have a phone, but Jabuli is expressing their joy. It's so unfortunate that we have a lot of people who are and yet, as I was really saying, my own to me, the Mamelodi, we are based, we are in Boston. But I think it's another lesson to teach the community to love their own things, to own up to their own things. Because, look, whether we like it or not, Lendaba Yuti, there is us and them, it doesn't work. Umuntu Magas Moshela, at the end of the day, Umoshela Umuntu Magas.
Yes.
Kuyazwakala Mr. Mutau, muhle kakhulu umsebenzi eniwenzayo lapha eMamelodi. Sinishayela ihlombe, muhle kakhulu. Ngiyathemba Mageba, yi-sister station lena lapha yona iMams FM. All right, asiphume lapho. Ngifuna sike sibheke Mutau, okunye okuzobaluleka ngakulolo hlangothi lalo monakalo. Kuzobonakala ukuthi amalokishi wasethwane lapha ePitoli, ikhona i-social nguve lapho umsakazi iT2 FM uzinze khona. Ikhona iMamelodi lapho umsakazi iMams FM uzinze khona. Kuyavela ukuthi lapho eSocial Nguve ingazuthi azange ubonakala umonakalo ngaleyo ndlela uma ngabe kuqhathaniswa nalapha eMamelodi. Ngifuna mhlombe ke sike sibheke ukuthi uma ngabe ubhekile wena. Kuyavela ukuthi uma ngabe ngizwa ngandlebenya abahlali balapha eSocial Nguve bavezula ukuthi kakhulukazi njoba ke ikhona ingxangxathela yeyitolo lapha i crossing mall. Kuyavela ukuthi ke amalungu omphakathi asukumile emangenyawo athi ke azoyivikela ingxangxathela yeyitolo. Akukho kubo okuzokwenzeka bakwenza lokho kwaba impumelelo. Ngifuna sike sibheke ama loopholes, ngizosebenzisa igama lasemzini la ama loopholes angaba khona lapha eMamelodi angaholela kutheni ungavikeleki umphakathi waseMamelodi nenqala zinda infrastructure yakhona.
Uma ungabheka kahle msakazi, labantu bebavikela amamolo is a taxi industry, the taxi association.
Yes.
Now, the taxi association, la eMamelodi kunomolo obizwa ngeTshwane Regional, of which it was protected by the taxi association. The mall was never looted. So I think it gives us the time to introspect the relationship between the taxi association and the mall. Last 7th, they were called Nuguti. Before you can think over Nani, Msebenzela like her. When times are like this, it's when we need you the most. Why not so that we can engage and see how we protect them all? But being honest with you, I'm a strike that has been happening, but they've never broke into the station, not even on a single day.
Yes.
But if the community angry strike for their own reasons, that they have and grievances against them all. But Baba Balama Gate, they must feel them at school, Mom's radio. Because they know very well that we are their mouthpiece. We are the people who are going to share and tell the story to the world or even the community around to say, please be aware, this is what is happening today. What has happened, being honest with you, it's quite unfortunate. Had we known Obuti, Lento, Zenzagala, a community, that's what they're telling me every day. In case I'm right, I am a moral protector station. Honestly speaking, I'll be honest with you. The people who did this, it's an organized crime. It's an element of criminality. It's not the community.
Indeed.
The community loves the station dearly, wholeheartedly. They're even willing to pledge. They're even willing to donate. They're saying, if it needs be that, you know, we should go to even the regulating body and so be it. The community is wants to participate. Unfortunately, it was just an issue. This one, it caught all of us by surprise. But I can say, the station has been targeted. It's the people who know the station. Come to think about it, why I'm saying that, they went exactly to the transformation route. Well, I'm going to transmit by Gula, by Shanta Pan. Now, a fellow community member can only take computers whatever that has been looted, you know, computer, a laptop, but a person who comes in and stay and come and break it, not take, break a transmitter.
It's someone with a motive.
And an agenda. That's where I say the police needs to do their job so that such should never happen again, not in this lifetime or in this country.
Now, lastly, Prasipo, before I let you go, let's talk about social media. What role did social media play while you were offline? How did you use social media to communicate with your listeners?
No, social media, we're using it very effectively. And I must be honest with you, whoever genius that implemented social media, we must applaud him or her, because through social media, we've managed to reach out to our people. You know, after we've been off air, and it was not easy to communicate because everybody else, it was just like a rumor, pictures, and Abanye wants to perform. But we've managed through the Facebook of the station to release a media statement that has reached out to our listeners, our staff, our team, and everybody else that was not aware of what has happened or what's happening. And through social media, we've managed to reach out with a lot of stakeholders that are promising to come on board. People have been sending warm messages. And again, it's been a very good tool as far as communication is concerned, because every time we're updating our listeners, even today, as much as we're back on air, we have some technical glitches. And I know as a community, we can't call a meeting during this particular point in time, COVID regulations and everything. But the least we can do through social media, we can update, rely on those that can share with the others. If not, then I'm glad we're back. We can be able to convey the message ourselves. But yeah, through social media, we've been very much effective, and it has helped to communicate better.
That's good, Prasipo. We are really happy that you are back and doing a good job. Now that you are back, Prasipo, it means I can send my CV and come and work at Mums FM. Can I send my CV now?
Unfortunately, you'll have to email production at Mums Radio. But I'm not involved in that process. It's Godfrey and Fiona.
You know, once I have you, I think I'm sorted. I'm going to leave it in your hands so you can do. I'll just wait for the result.
Unfortunately, I'm only the spokesperson of the station. When it comes to employment policies and everything, I don't interfere. I wish I had those powers.
Anyway, Prasipo, thank you so much for your time, and thank you so much for sharing your view. We wish you all the best. We are really happy you guys are back on air. I hope you continue doing the good job you are doing for the people of Mamelodi.
Oh, definitely. Well, I mean, I'm afraid to not keep up the good work. At Mums Radio, we'll try our level best to always save this, the community of Mamelodi and surrounding areas around Swat.
Ah, wonderful.
Siyabonga,
that was Umis. That was Umis, the Vusi Motau.